The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
There's, of course, Seacht na Gaeilge still. So people up and down the country, one hopes, flexing their cúpla focal and enjoying that little bit of Irish they have. Somebody with plenty of it. No less an ambassador for Seacht na Gaeilge is the comedian Julie J, who is with me now. Ambassador, happy Seacht na Gaeilge to you. It strikes me though, what is it, it's Friday today, so Beagnach Críochna, huh?
It is Beagnach Críochna, I suppose. I mean,
you really
look,
miss
we're
it.
Very, you know, we're very loose with the term Seachtain. Yeah. It's an Irish Seachtain.
Yeah.
Like it's
some
a,
people
it's
really kind of have tried to push the Caithís na Gaeilge, but
no.
I don't think it doesn't
it's
really.
It's never going to happen.
The problem with that is that 90% of people listening go, what's a Caithís now? Is that some sort of egg-based
I feel
dinner?
it's like the fact, you know, people are still trying to push this three arena thing. I'm like, it's the point.
Yes.
Forever.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, we're very loose and fast with the term Seachtain, but I guess we are nearly there now. But I've really enjoyed being an Isle ambassador, I have to say, because I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah.
I was kind of delighted when I got the call.
How does one get the call? How does one get appointed an ambassador?
So I'm not part of the inner circle, just to say that, but what happened was, I suppose I did a show Oscar, and maybe I'd say I was probably on with you guys that time. I was doing a show Oscar for Dublin Fringe, so I did the week. We had a brilliant time, a great run. Had to laugh. We were sold out every night, bar the one night comedy legend Kevin McAleer came to see me. I mean, isn't that so typical? And there was like four or five people in the room. I mean,
ouch.
I did explain to him though. I did say afterwards, I said we had great numbers every other night. I just want you to know tonight's the only night that didn't sell well. And it was also the night of, do you remember the far right protests were happening in Dublin? So it's just one more reason to transfer left, because I feel that impacted my show.
Yeah.
And it is all about me.
Yeah.
So I'd done that week and it went surprisingly well, because I did think it was going to be an absolute disaster. And then I got the call a couple of weeks later if I wanted to do it. And I guess, to be fair, you see, the theme this year was funny fuckle. So they were looking for comedians who had the little bit of Gaeilge. And, you know, when I say there weren't too many of us, maybe, but, you know, I don't know how many they were picking from, even though there's quite a few. There's obviously Shane Dan is doing it with me, Michael Fry.
Mm-hmm.
They're great. There's AD McQueen as well, as a lot of Irish. She's fantastic. She's fellow Kilkenny head.
Yeah.
And she's wonderful. So, yeah, I was thrilled. I was really chuffed, because I guess I do the bits Oscar. You know, it's not a Trojan horse for me. So I was delighted.
So does it come with any perks being an ambassador? Diplomatic immunity?
I was about to say, I was really, really looking forward to the travel. You know, I have always wanted a career in diplomacy, but sadly very
use
little
the diplomatic
travel.
Pouch to send your A-class drugs ahead of
Wouldn't
you.
It be
we
great?
Know how you high rollers move.
Well, listen, I mean, we were just talking about like trying to buy a gaff. There has to be some way to get a gaff. So look, we're looking at all avenues here.
Oh, yeah.
But no, it's
embassy belt around Aylesbury Road and places like that.
No,
just a little pied-a-terre for when you're in Dublin.
Yes, I didn't know you spoke French, Kieran. That's very impressive. No,
I'm available for Seachtain the Frankish.
Oh yeah, maybe we should roll that out.
Yeah.
There haven't been too many. I mean, look, I will say it honestly has been lovely to do, because as well, we're living in the Gaeltacht. So like a lot of people have said to me, oh, I see you're doing the Seachtain na Gaeilge. And I suppose, you know, when you do have the Gaeilge around you all the time, people are a bit like, oh, that's really great. Because, you know, obviously we love the language down mm-hmm. in West Kerry. So that's been just really nice. Now, I was laughing because when I saw the poster initially, I had to laugh because, you know, I'm back teaching during the day because I do love the comedy, but I also love mortgage approval. So we're back in the classroom, but I had to laugh because, you know, obviously I had forgotten that the posters go out to the schools.
Yeah.
So the principal brought me in. Now, I wasn't in trouble. I just want to preface by saying that. But, you know, it was kind of a diarrhea enough conversation.
Yeah.
And whilst he was talking to me, I spotted my head in the box with the poster and said, oh, my, look at my flyaways. I just could not focus. So next time I'm ambassador for Seachtain na Gaeilge, or indeed Seachtain na Frankish, whatever you're having yourself, I will have to get a blow dry. I mean, come on, 20 euro well spent, surely.
I think so.
So I would say the perk has been just people coming up saying, oh, I heard your ad on the radio, or I saw the ad, or, you know, that's been really nice. And it kind of reminds you that people do love the language, I think. And we're not just looking at it as a school subject, because I know people have quite a few people have terrible memories of being in school and, you know, just wouldn't have the gras maybe for that reason. Yeah. But now we're seeing it become this really expansive, wonderful thing. And I know everyone keeps talking about the kneecap effect, but I think, I mean, I did say at the launch and people were laughing, but I was fully serious. I think kneecap have done more for the language than Padraig Pearse. Like, really? I genuinely think people have that bit more gras for it now. So I think that's been the main perk, is just people saying, oh, that's really cool. So that's nice.
My son is 10, and if my wife is listening, I mean, I don't know what to say. I can't really distance myself. There's no other way he'd have heard this. Well, he loves Hood, H-O-O-D, you know, kneecap.
No way.
But it's like, I'm the Irish element kind of washes over him. It's because every third or fourth word is the F word in it.
Of course.
You know, he just thinks this is amazing, you know.
That's very funny.
Sometimes it starts playing in the car before I can change it.
But
leave it on.
They're just great. And they're really, at the risk of infantilizing this cultural phenomenon, they're lovely young fellas.
Lovely young lads.
Lovely young lads.
So what class are you teaching now?
Well, so I have a few first years and I have a few fifth years.
Okay.
So it's great. But you see, in Dingle, it's very strange because I think in other schools where I was teaching during the day and you'd be doing the comedy at night, there was always a bit of a gotcha moment where they would find your stuff online.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is a strange dynamic then because you're obviously trying to maintain some kind of moon tour presence in the classroom and then, you know, they're looking at you on TikTok, spinning
your
guts out.
It's like, remember when we were younger? And you'd see your teacher in the supermarket.
Oh.
And it was so weird.
It was
Or it was like a teacher's phone going off and you heard what their ringtone was. It's like they're...
It was so
suddenly,
discombobulating. Yeah, it's
where... Oh my God, they're an actual person.
Where the two
worlds they're an actual
collide.
Person. I don't like the idea. I like the idea that they just freeze in the classroom and stay like that until we come back in the next day.
Of course. Well, I think in life it's nice to kind of compartmentalise.
Yeah.
You know, that's even, I was just chatting to Fionnuala Jay there about weddings. You know, I kind of found that a bit strange even at your wedding where you have all these different worlds coming together.
Yeah.
And seeing people in different contexts. It can be quite confronting. But
it's good to have that then as a reference point as you get older and people in your life start dying. So you can say to, you would have met him at the wedding.
I know.
Oh, I do.
I know.
And he was a lovely young fella. That's right. Yeah,
it is
that
true.
Type of thing.
But it is, I think definitely teaching in Dingle, it's a bit different because there isn't that same gotcha moment because obviously everyone knows one another. So even the first...
Because they don't have the internet, of course. They don't know how to use it.
We have great Wi-Fi. but I did have to laugh even my first day back. I just think teaching in Dingle is summed up in the fact my first day back, one of the fifth years said, Julie, how's the comedy going? Because obviously they speak to you like a peer. Because everyone knows everyone. So I just said, well, Owen, I'm not being funny, but the comedy obviously isn't going too well. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here with you, love. And we all had a good laugh, you know. So I think it is a strange one because obviously they see you kind of, I suppose, outside the classroom and inside the classroom. It's hard to, I mean, there's no point me trying to pretend I'm any class of an authoritarian. Like that lasted about 3 days. And then they meet you down the shop where you're basically being held to ransom by your 4-year-old.
Yeah.
And you're like, we're not buying sweets. And you leave with arms full of sweets. So they know, I'm sure they can get away with murder, but they're very nice kids. Like they're lovely.
How then? Because, you know, when we have conversations, say around Shock and the Gael again, some of the conversations then become about teaching Irish and how it's taught. And most of us, when we talk about how it's taught today, really, we actually don't know how it's taught because we're remembering how it was taught to us. And it's, whatever, 30 years since I was in primary school. More, slightly.
But
no, about 30
years. You're being very kind to yourself.
So, is it taught any different?
Oh, well, I think it really is, for sure. And I mean, look, I could be here all day talking about it, but I think a lot of that has to do with, even as a society, I think we have moved away from this really conservative approach to the language. You know, it isn't all about learning poems off by heart and learning grammar rules and all of that. I do think I would love to see, because I have such faith in Irish teachers as professionals, I would love to see them get more freedom because at the moment they're teaching what is effectively an English course but Oscailge. So you have to teach your Filiacht, you have to teach your Litreacht, when actually I would say the vast majority of teachers would love to teach it as a communicative language.
That's what it is.
As
I always find what amazing,
so,
and there was a debate on the telly the other night on RTE television, the should Irish be compulsory for the Leaving Cert? And I kind of thought it's actually, ideally, this would actually be redundant. If you taught it as just a communicative language, then who cares whether it's
compulsory.
It
actually wouldn't matter.
Once you got to 12, the leaving cert. Yeah. I think everyone should do it up to the junior cert. And I think, again, if I was Minister for Education, yeah. So I'm going from ambassador. Now I'm an ambassador. I feel the next step surely is a minister job.
Yeah.
Surely a minister role.
Yeah.
But I would think, like, don't make it compulsory for the leaving cert, because that's not doing anyone any favours. But I would love if there was an option for them to do like Irish as a communicative language.
Yes.
Then if you had a separate subject for nerds like me who love the poetry, who love the literate.
Exactly.
Have that, and you're allowing kids to really flourish and ultimately work to their strengths. So no more than the kids who get to do, you know, applied maths because they're good at maths, like allow them to have that avenue. And I think if there was just an Irish language element where it is just the spoken language, you would be so surprised how many people would take
yeah.
up. I think what puts people
you wouldn't
off
need
is,
it then for,
like
as,
we're
as
still
a
weeding
thing.
Out on Treal. I mean, no, come on.
Oh, yeah.
I've had a tough year, please. Can we just have something a little bit more lighthearted for the Leaving Cert curriculum?
Did you have an episode recently as well where people came to one of your shows expecting it to be Oswerla?
Oh, no. Okay. That was a private conversation I had with the researcher. This did happen a couple of weeks ago. Now, I just want to preface by saying, Weinter Bail Ferrishta, we love you. We're really looking forward to the Oireachtas next year. I do not hold anything against you, but there was a bit of a miscommunication. I had a gig arranged in Belfast. And to be fair, I think a lot had happened to my personal life a few weeks, River Ray, so I hadn't been online. And, you know, usually, obviously, you would be hammering home, I'm doing the show,
yeah.
So then I got a lot of panicked texts before the show saying, listen, I have to get my money back in this. I didn't know it was in Irish. I don't have a word. So that's never happened to me, Kieran, that people are looking for money back before the show.
Yeah, wow.
You know,
there's a sobering experience.
After the show, very sobering.
Do you have the same time now that you're back in the classroom?
I would say it is a little bit trickier because obviously we have a couple of kids and then my husband is also a comedian, which is a little bit unfortunate.
Yeah.
The two of us are on
selfish
the road.
Selfish is what it is.
I didn't want to say it, but it feels sexist of him to also be doing comedy.
Yeah.
I had to laugh.
Why can't he just let you have your thing?
I know.
You know?
This is my moment to shine. I was laughing a few weeks ago because he did say, you know, we were kind of thrashing out like, what are we going to do here? Because at the moment, it is, you know, if one of the kids gets sick or we just can't be gigging on the same night, which I only discovered recently as of last week because one of the kids got sick and I had to cancel a gig and it was a whole thing. And we sat down and we were trying to thrash out what we can do here. And my husband did say, look, would we get an au pair? And I'm pretty sure that is just him saying, can I have an affair? And honestly, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
If I could do my gigs in peace, I'd be delighted. So that could be an option. But I think between
the kids could learn a third language then.
Oh, well,
if you got a French au pair.
They'd be polyglots. Is
yeah.
that what they're called?
Yeah.
Oh, do you remember when Lindsay Lohan went through her polyglot phase?
Was she a polyglot?
She was. I love a bit of Lindsay. She certainly
I think
was.
That's called polydrug use.
Excuse me. I will not hear any disrespect about Lindsay Lohan. All hail.
Actually, before you go, have you got anything coming up?
I do have something coming out on Tuesday. I'm releasing a podcast. So I
oh,
had
yeah?
thoughts. So I said, you know what? I'm going to actually speak these thoughts.
Asperla, no Oscuega.
It's going to be Asperla. It's called Venting and it's out on Tuesday. And I look really attractive in the cover on the podcast.
Got the blow dry for it.
No, well, it's my confirmation photo and I'm supposedly 12, but I could easily pass for 24. It's just, I look so elderly. I have so many questions. What was going on in my life in sixth class? Anyway.
Julie, good to see you.
Great to see you, Kieran.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.